Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And yes, we're back in North Carolina. Snow on the ground, road front of our home filled with ice and snow. 18 degrees at this moment, but it's wonderful to be home. But we had a glorious time with our family. Really did. Over the past 6 days, we've been talking about how to make 2018 our year of deliverance from any and everything that would hinder us from fulfilling our divine destiny. Today, we're going to discuss 7 ways to keep the momentum of the first 6 days of 2018 going strong. Number one, purpose in our hearts that nothing or nobody will keep us from achieving our goals. Earl Nightingale, the motivational speaker, once said, "People with goals succeed because they know where they're going." If we know where we're going, if we have a written goals and a Holy Ghost determination to succeed, we can be assured that the enemy will do everything possible to stop us. So each of us must make a conscious mental decision that no adversity, no attack of the enemy, no unexpected problems, situations, circumstances will keep us from achieving our goals in 2018. Think about that. You may experience some setbacks along the way. Learn from them as you come back, as your comeback, as you position yourself for a comeback for even greater success.
Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, once said, "When defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more towards your coveted goal." If we focus on our future, not our mistakes or defeats of the past, you know, change is what is needed. And we have to change to keep moving on. Ephesians 4, verse 23 in the Living Bible says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better."
Make this rental mental written declaration. Confess it until it becomes a reality. For instance, I'll do it for my wife. "I, Bev Herring, this 6th day of January 2018, do boldly and confidently proclaim that nothing or no one will hinder me from achieving the things God has stirred in me. I will not be moved by adversity or hindrances, but only by thus saith the word of God. In his grace and mercy, he will help me make 2018 my year of deliverance and the best year of my life. Hallelujah. Amen." Now, you can take that and make it your own, but the essence of what it's saying is key, fundamental to getting the momentum, keeping it going for this new year. Our greatest desire is for 2018 to be the best year of your entire life. And frankly, we believe that's God's desire for you as well. One last quote by Napoleon Hill, who once said, "Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command. And better tools be found as you go along." That is an amazing quote. It really is. Number two, read your Bible every morning. Not reading the Bible on a regular, make that daily basis, is foolishness. Why wouldn't we read the one book that answers every question we'll ever face? If we're too busy to read the Bible, we need to rearrange our priorities.
Matthew 22, verse 29. Matthew 22, verse 29 in the New Living Translation. We need to take note of this. Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God."
It's a mistake if we don't know the scriptures. There's no equivocation, no wiggle room, no excuses. If we don't know the Bible, it's a mistake. What's the old saying? 1 week, W-E-E-K, without the word of God leaves us weak, W-E-A-K. Not only that, but our failure to know the word leaves us without knowing how to use the power of God in the adversities of life, including those that we will face during 2018. Two former presidents made profound quotes. Both of these are men that I greatly admire. President Ronald Reagan once said, within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. President Theodore Roosevelt once said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education.
1 Timothy 4, verse 13 says, "Till I come, devote yourself to public and private reading, to exhortation, preaching, and personal appeals, and to teaching and instilling doctrine." 1 Timothy 4, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified.
And by the way, if you study American history, part of the education process, high school, grammar school, college, was the Bible. It was the Bible. Number three, spend time in prayer the first thing each morning.
Proverbs 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
If you were in my home office and you look behind where I'm sitting at the moment, you'd see two chairs facing each other. First thing I do every morning, come in. I don't start working on my to-do list or any of that. First thing I do, I come in, I sit in one of those chairs, and I have a conversation with God. See, God is not hiding from us. He's not playing some spiritual hide-and-go-seek. If we seek him, we'll find him. And by the way, Two Chairs was my favorite book of 2017. And maybe in a day or so, I'll talk about it and teach from it. Powerful lesson for us. Well, not today.
Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
When we seek him, when we commune with him, he'll release us from that which the enemy has used to keep us bound and hindered. Number four, operate on a daily timeline with goals. To make 2018 our greatest year ever, we got to know where we're going, how we're going to get there, what we're going to do when we arrive.
Colossians 4, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Behave yourselves wisely, living prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, the non-Christians, making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity.
In order to make the very most of every opportunity, we must establish proper timelines in pursuit of our goals. Here are seven keys. First, develop a plan with reasonable and flexible timelines. Second, implement your timelines now. No delays. Third, review your timeline to determine if you've selected the easiest way to accomplish your objective. Fourth, announce your timeline publicly. There's a reason for that, but just, and maybe I'll teach on that another day. Fifth, use your timelines as incentives. Sixth, achieve or refocus your timelines. Seventh, recognize how stress is reduced with each timeline that you accomplish.
1 Timothy 4, verse 15 in the New International Version. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress.
Number 5, create a confession about the momentum you desire. Create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area where you really, really, A, want to, and B, need to. Our confession should be about who we want to become, about the habits we need to create or change, and the destiny that we're seeking.
Romans 4, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gave life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed.
There's a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin to speak to those things that are not as though they were. At a minimum, we need to create a confession each evening about the kind of day that we want to have tomorrow. 6, every day for at least 1 hour, listen to a CD or read a book that motivates you. This is in addition to your Bible reading. Our learning environment for 2018 is very, very important. Very important. And when reading a book or the Word or listening to a CD, MP3, here are 4 keys. First, get a pen or pencil and a yellow highlighter. As you read or listen, you'll find nearly every page will have notes, asterisks, comments, and ideas for practical implementation in your life. Second, pray. Ask God to help you understand and activate every scriptural principle you need so that you, that when you read, you know, the fruit of your time that you invest in reading will remain and produce a harvest for years to come. Third, read or listen without distraction. Fourth, don't delay in reflecting, recording, and recalling the things that you've read and heard and that stirred in you during that time. If you really want to change your way of living, make every effort to capture the insight and revelation into His Word and the books He directs you to read. Notice I said the books He directs you to read, because that's what it's really all about. Number 7, listen to Rich Thoughts for breakfast every day. Sometimes it seems that if it weren't for bad news, there'd be no news for the news media to report. They determined some years ago that the perverse, the negative, and the catastrophic create higher ratings. So we're fed a steady dose of this drivel. This negativity all around us on television, internet, newspapers, wherever we go, and frankly, including some churches, is just wrong. That's why Rich Thoughts for Breakfast is a mental oasis, a break from the adversities of life, and a roadmap to your future success. On our daily conference calls, we're served a feast of encouragement from the Word. The calls position us attitudinally to maximize our potential while manifesting the kind of, well, the kind of thing God desires.
So, our daily conference calls. You can be served a daily feast of encouragement from the Word. And we pray that you will jumpstart your day every day with Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. So until tomorrow morning, be sure to check out the 2-minute video. It's about to go. We have a new one next week. and keep thinking those rich thoughts.